This is
live from studio headquarters in New York City, it's the Dirk and Callum Show.
Hello, my name is Red Hood. I'm coming to you live from HMP Norwich, and I'm one of the seven that is part and parcel of the Stickle Challenge Show. Even though I'm in here and they're out there, they've only given me 15 minutes, so I'm trying to be brief. There's a lot of things we do support fully. Free speech and the right to have an opinion is one of them. The right to give a shite about the world is another. But there are a lot of things we don't support. The gangs have given me a list to come out with. Keep in mind, if you know Martin Luther, you'll know what we're talking about. One, any money-grubbing organisations who want to take advantage of PWD, we're on to you. Two, any people who oppose free speech. Three, Martin Scorsese, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, our commander-in-chief, his mistress, but brief, we do support their lawyer, though. Ableism. NTs. That means neurotypicals that don't support diversity. By chance, if you're listening to the show, congratulations! You have joined our community. If there's one bit of advice that we will give you, it's don't be a dick. Also, the show is unfiltered, unbiased, and isn't suitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of AMC Press and Curse's Satirically Challenged Show. If you like what you're listening to and don't want to miss an episode, click subscribe on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at AMC Press News and at TSCS Pod for more updates on the show. For all other links, go to our website at www.amcpressandco.com.
Hello, tonight Pinkhood is taking over, and guess what? Facebook is apparently facing some major backlash since, well, now their two-step verification system is now leading to people having their numbers being used to search for them on Facebook. Well, this is no surprise that Facebook's been in the news quite a bit. Let alone the fact that Facebook has deemed it appropriate to just put out people's numbers, which poses a security risk. Well, and let alone how many times do people expect their numbers to be just put out there for anyone and their mother to find? I think that this leads to a major issue at hand, and it will only show that in the upcoming days how many users get really tired of this, and the fact that Facebook thinks that it's a-okay to just put out everyone's information, even when they claim it's not going to be put out there, is a load of BS. Especially when people want to feel secure online, grant internet so anything could happen. And it really shows that Facebook could get in trouble, and Europe could also land themselves in a rat race to redeem themselves, when in fact they're ruining their own reputation, which, to be frank, this is no surprise, because we've gone over Facebook many other times. And then let's not forget that San Diego, California is having alleged issues with a disability at rights group that is allegedly suing them for blocking those who use mobility devices for abusing them on a sidewalk. How low can you go? If someone needs to use a mobility device, putting laws out there that are not only discriminatory is only going to cause major problems, and everyone should have the ability to be where they want to be, no matter if it's on a sidewalk. And if they're not bothering anyone else, why should a town or a city rule the roost when you're discriminating against so many people? It's wrong. I hope that the organization succeeds with this impending lawsuit that is going to allegedly go hand in hand with San Diego's law that breaks discrimination and ADA laws. This is definitely going to make an impact on so many people. And there really needs to be the will to show that it's okay to be different. And for people to say you can't use devices that are meant for mobility on sidewalks, that shows how petty a town could be when people have every right to be on those sidewalks in San Diego. And if you're going to prevent people from using them, that is where I take umbrage with. And there needs to be more accountability for those who are creating laws, knowing how they're going to ultimately affect those who use devices for mobility, because it's wrong to just create a law that is ultimately going to hinder people from getting around and being independent. This needs a change. This needs to be so much better than what it is. And the way that things are going, if you're unwilling to just be understanding of what's going on, then what more is this going to do for those who want to be independent by preventing them from being able to use their mobility devices? That will mean that those who want to get out and be independent are unable to, due to the lack of care and understanding by a city. There's no way a city could just demand and make up a law that is going to hinder the state of people. There's no way. This will show how much progress hasn't been had. And these issues need to be out there and be in the forefront, because this can only get worse. And it's unfortunate. And more has to get done so that everyone could live the best life possible. That's what matters. And no one should have to feel like they're unable to go out due to a law. And the way that people could discriminate against people, that's unfortunate. And I could only expect that people can learn from this and learn that this is not the way to handle persons with different abilities and those that need to use assistive devices. This is not the way you do it. And the more that people could just that this is the way to do it, it will only make It will only push people to go the opposite. It will only push progress. It will only prevent progress from going forward. And on another note, in the next, we will be off Monday and Wednesday. However, you could tune in to two encore episodes, and we'll be back on the 25th with an all-new episode. So on that note, we will be back Monday the 25th, and I hope everyone has... No, we'll be back next week, 11th and 12th, 11th and 13th. We'll be back on the 25th with all new episodes after the 18th and 19th. And on that note, have a wonderful weekend. And on that note, bye.